If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Still love her voice. Alanis Morissette. On CBS FM, 7:53, there was this big controversy that took place when Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, he was great on that movie and that show.
Oh, he's amazing in everything.
Yeah, a great actor. And he spoke up recently because Disney's remaking Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Right.
And in case you don't know, Peter Dinklage is a little people.
Yeah, it's dwarf. Has dwarfism, yeah.
Yeah, and but great actor. Hadn't stopped his career one bit. But he complained that in this day and age, why would you do something with seven little people living in a cave?
Well, the reason he brought it up, it actually started with him saying it was interesting to him that they changed Snow White and they decided...
To be progressive.
Yeah, and made it a Hispanic actress, yeah. But they didn't do anything about changing the take on the Seven Dwarfs. And that's where that discussion got started.
So, Brad, is, we've had Brad and Brad on the show before. Brad Williams, one of the biggest stars in stand-up comedy. He was great. Remember, I think he's been here twice.
That's right. Yeah, he loves you guys.
And he's back at Caroline's this Saturday and Sunday. And I haven't talked to Caroline lately, but I know she... Remember the last time we talked to her, she was very depressed about COVID and the fact that she couldn't open her club and all that.
Right, sure.
Now they're up and running. Get out to Caroline. See some stand-up comedy.
So much fun.
So Brad goes one-on-one with Brad.
Brad Blanks, and I'm here with one of the hottest comedians in America, Brad Williams. How are you, mate?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me. And I've been described a lot of ways. Hot, very rarely. Maybe sometimes my wife, if she's had a couple of whiskeys.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better at my intro. So
No. I prefer that way better than how most morning shows bring me on, which is, hi, everybody, the next guest. We got a midget coming into our studio. Ring, 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 ring. There's a giant horn button that goes, poing, and everyone goes nuts.
Take me back to last week, minding your own business in the world, and all of a sudden, you're made a political leader representing your community.
Yeah, I'm just trying to sit here, be a good dad. Then all of a sudden, the Peter Dinklage news breaks where he expressed some displeasure with the remake of Snow White. Because there's only like three famous dwarves in the world, all the news outlets came to me and I had to be the Al Sharpton of my people. So I think I did a good job.
Good.
I get it. Like a lot of people, because of that movie, think that dwarves all live in villages. We don't all live together. You don't drive down your street and go, which house do the dwarves live in? Well, it's clearly the mushroom with the door in it. Yeah. Like, it's not anything like that. But I do understand that I don't want the dwarves to go away from the story because that's acting work. And we don't have a lot of acting jobs in Hollywood. My solution is that we change the ending of Snow White and we have Snow White end up with one of the dwarves. Maybe Dopey. He's about her age range, doesn't talk, real easy to get along with, really pleasant fellow.
Well, I hope that you get a role.
I would love that. And I would especially love the dopey role. I wouldn't even have to talk the entire movie. I would just have to stay in there and look silly, which I have 38 years experience doing. I'll have more thoughts on this I'm not allowed to say on the radio at my shows this weekend at Caroline's.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, fellow Brad.
Oh, my God.
I love the way, and he worked in his appearance at the end there. That was so funny.
Brilliant.
I'll have more to say about that this weekend at Caroline's.
That's right. Pretty funny.
He's great.
So good. Isn't it great this topic hit as he's just starting his East Coast tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
right.
Somebody says, I hope they don't take out the dwarfs because we'd have trouble finding jobs.
That's right.
Well, I got to tell you, a lot of folks have been speaking up about that.
That's right. Yeah, that's what Hornswoggle was upset about when he was on.
He's the WWE wrestler, right?
That's right. Yeah, Dino knows Hornswoggle.
Your buddy's with him, right?
He used to hide underneath the stage, and then when everybody would fall out of the rink, he would poke you in the eyes.
Oh, ow.
Yeah. Vicious.
Oh my God. It's CBS FM. You got the big show. Another brain buster coming up at 8:30 for the $50 gift card.
The weather right now.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.